我们弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
现在奉主耶稣圣名一起来查考欢呼朝见城的朝见神的旅程。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we would like to talk on the topic, the journey to come before God with joy.
我们读经进度今天开始读诗篇120篇。
And according to our church reading progress, we are currently reading Psalm chapter 120 today.
120篇到134篇这一组诗篇叫做上行诗。
And from Psalm 120 to 134, it is called the Song of Ascent.
一共是15篇。
And there are 15 chapters in all.
在这15篇上行诗里面被称作诗篇里的诗篇。
And within these 15 chapters of the Song of Ascent, it is called the Song of Psalm within the Book of Psalm.
也就是说这一组诗篇呢它是特别经过安排然后也作者有意的把它放在119篇之后。
And we can see that these 15 chapters are specifically placed in this area of the book of Psalms.
119篇一共有176节很长。
And the book of Psalm 119, it's a very long chapter. It composed of 176 verses.
所以通常119篇要分好多次才读得完。
So it usually takes many different sessions to finish the book of Psalm 119.
所以要分几次读才读完119篇有关于神的话。
And so it may take us a few days to finish the word of God written in Psalm 119.
但是从120篇以后到134篇这一组上行诗呢它每一篇都很短。
But if you notice, from Psalm 120 to 134, it's called a Song of Ascents. These chapters are quite short.
这十五篇诗篇呢，要分成五组，每一组有三篇。
And these 15 chapters are five sets of songs, and every song composed of three chapters.
那所以我们在读诗篇120篇开始呢，每三篇要一起读，所以像今天读的时候，要从121, 122, 三篇要一起读。
So the way to read these 15 chapters is that we need to read three chapters at a time. So today we should be reading Psalm 120, 121, and 122.
每一天都这样读，三天都读一样。
And every day we should do likewise.
那所以你一天每一篇都读三次。
So every day you need to read three chapters three times.
因为这一组诗篇它特意这样安排是有目的的。
And there's a purpose for the psalmist to write it in this way.
所谓上行诗就是当时候以色列选民有可能是他们从各地方在神所定的节期从各地要上耶路撒冷去圣殿朝见神的时候在路上所唱的诗歌。
And the Song of Ascents could be written because every year at an appointed day,that people from everywhere would join into to worship God in Jerusalem, and they would sing this song on the way.
按照律法的规定，他们一年至少三次要从各地到圣殿去朝见神。
And according to the law, they need to go to Jerusalem at least three times a year to see God.
所以这个上行表示他们从各地方从低海拔的地方要往上爬。到耶路撒冷，因为耶路撒冷城建在山上。
So, because Jerusalem is built on the mountain, so people from everywhere would climb up to the mountain and ascend to Jerusalem.
那另外一个说法就是我们在120篇的这个小标题上面特别注明说，上行诗或作登阶诗。
Another version of this it could be that the song of rising up or
对 rising up.就是他们从圣殿的地方从外院到进到圣殿去有阶梯一共有15阶。
And from the outer court to the inner court, there are 15 steps.
那这15阶呢他们每上一阶呢就要停在那边唱一篇诗篇。
And every time they take a step, they have to stop and sing the song.
等到第15篇的时候就已经进到神的殿里面去要朝见神了。
So on the 15th chapter, they would have reached the top.
所以这一组的诗篇呢，也可以是在圣殿的时候，他们要进去，真的是献祭给神的时候要唱的诗。
So this song could be the song they sing before they enter into the where they worship the Lord.
那上行诗也可以说啊，因为他们这个诗歌会越来越唱，所以他那个音阶越来越高，所以他越唱的时候越来越兴奋的。要高音一定要越来越喜乐才唱得出来的。
And we can also think that whenever they sing, they sing it in higher and higher tune.
啊，所以你看从120篇开始呢，你就会看到他那个在唱诗的时候，他这个经文里面所表达的这个情绪呢，会越来越高昂。
So if we read from chapter 120 and on, we can see that the excitement grows as we read the chapters.
啊，所以也就是说，他们唱诗的时候要越来越有力，不然如果没有力气啊，那高音就唱不下去了。
So as they sing the song, they need to sing higher and higher, so they must put in more energy to sing the songs.
哦，那它当然有它的历史背景，但是今天对我们来说，我们看这一组诗篇的时候，就好像我们今天在走这个天国旅程，有一天我们都要到神那里去朝见神。
And we can view this as that whenever we on our way to heaven, we would sing the song to before we worship the Lord.
就好像我们现在今天在走天国的旅程。
Just like when we journey to heaven today.
哦，那我们在世上的日子啊，只是暂时的，都是我们是这个世界上的过客。
And we are only sojourners, and we are here temporarily.
到最后，我们都要回到神面前去朝见神。
And at the end, we have to go to God to face Him.
哦，所以我们今天在读诗篇这一组的时候，要用我们今天就是这个天国天路旅程里面的旅客，要准备我们自己将来可以真的见到神，而且是欢呼喜乐的朝见神。
So when we read this with these chapters, we can imagine that we are on the way on our journey to the Lord to see Him.
那为什么说我们要三篇一组一起读呢？
And why do we need to read three chapters at a time?
因为我们如果看120篇的第一节。
So if we read Psalm 120.
第一节说，我在急难中求告神，他就应允我。
In my distress, I cried to the Lord, and he heard me.
这个是让我们人在很急难当中，就在患难，在很忧郁的情况底下，他现在要求告神。
So whenever we're in distress or in sorrow or in tribulation, we need to cry to the Lord.
所以一开头就是人遇到苦难。
So in the beginning, we can see that this person faced difficulties.
这个苦难可能不见得是身体病痛，或者是真的遇到什么很重大的困难。
And he may not have faced difficulties in his health, or he actually faced some difficulty himself.
120篇其实他的苦难就是因为他住的环境。这里面的人所讲的话都是一些诡诈的舌头谎话，所以让他觉得心里面非常的难受。
So the distress that he was facing was that the people around him are full of lying lips and tongue.
这成为他的一个苦难。
And this becomes a distress to him.
这也成为要去朝见神的开头。
And this is the beginning of how he faced the Lord.
从我们的环境开始。
From our surroundings.
会发现我们有一个困难。
We will see a difficulty.
我们一定要去求神帮我们解决。
And we have to go to God and ask Him for help.
所以一开头的时候就是一个苦难。
So it begins with a distress.
第二篇121篇。
So in 121,
第一节
verse 1,
我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？
I will lift up my eyes to the hill where from whence comes my help.
第二节说，我的帮助从造天地的主而来。
Verse 2, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
所以第二篇它的重点就是在讲从神来的帮助。
So, second chapter talked about the help from the Lord.
所以一开始有苦难要来求问神。
So in the beginning, in the first chapter, it talked about the distress and how we need to seek God.
接下来他会发现他的帮助就是从神来的。
And in chapter two, it will emphasize where the help comes from.
那神要保护，要让我们可以在这个旅程里面来真的看到他。
And God will protect us so we can actually see Him in this journey.
第三篇
in the third psalm,
就是第122篇的
that's in chapter 122,
第一节
verse 1.
人对我说，我们往神的殿去，我就欢喜。
I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
这里他是一个抱着欢喜的心情要到神的殿里面去。
And this, here we can see that he is full of joy going into the house of the Lord.
第六节说
verse 6,
你们要为耶路撒冷求平安。
pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
他说耶路撒冷啊，爱你人必然兴旺。
May they prosper who love you.
好，那所以在这个地方，我们从第三篇里面看到，他在这里第三篇的内容基本上都跟平安、跟耶路撒冷锡安城有关系的。
So in this third chapter, we can see that Jerusalem has everything to do with peace.
哦，所以平安从神来的，从神的锡安山发出。
So peace comes from the mountain of Zion.
啊，从这里有神所命定的福，就是有很多的福气都从锡安啊神的圣殿出来。
So a lot of blessings comes from the mountain of Zion or from Jerusalem.
这是为什么他们要到耶路撒冷圣殿里面去朝见神。
And this is why they must go to Jerusalem to see God.
哦，所以这个上行诗的每三篇就是这样一组啊，它都是这样一个结构的。
So this is how the Song of Ascent is set up.
它一开头一定有苦难。
So in the very beginning, it has distress.
接下来一定要谈到神的帮助。
And it followed by the help of God.
然后第三篇一定会提到从锡安来的神的平安以及福气。
And the third, the last area is the blessing and peace will come from a mountain of Zion or Jerusalem.
那以这样的结构，我们如果看123篇。
And with this structure, we can read Psalm 123.
123篇到125篇就是另外一组。
And from 123 to 125 is the second set.
所以你看123篇，它的那个苦难在什么？是什么？
So in 123, what is the distress?
你看第三节那里。
In verse 3.
我们被藐视已经到了极处了。
For we are exceedingly filled with contempt.
第四节说我们。
Verse 4.
被那些安逸的人的讥笑和骄傲人的藐视已经到极处了。
Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorn of those who are at ease.
好，所以他的苦难就是现在面对讥笑，面对人家的侮慢。
And so the distress is that they face contempt and also scorn of others.
然后124篇一样，我的帮助从神来的。
So in 124, the help comes from the Lord.
面对人的这个讥笑啊，人的这个侮辱，骄傲人的这些话。他说：“若不是神帮助我们，我们当人起来攻击我们的时候，我们早就已经被吞了。”
Facing the contempt and scorn and the contempt of the proud, if we face these people, we would be defeated.
好，所以神的帮助就是关键。
And so the key point here is the help of God.
到125篇的时候
，And in Psalm 125,
他的第三段就是你看，倚靠神的人好像锡安山永不动摇。
And those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved.
好，那。到最后，你看第五节，最后说愿平安，
five,
愿平安归于以色列。
Peace be upon Israel。
哦，那是平安从锡安来。
So peace comes from Zion。
就这样子一组一组的，这个每一组都非常有次序的啊，三篇一个单元这样子呈现五篇的啊上行五组的上行诗。
So this is how the 15 chapters are structured. Every three chapters is one set。
哦，所以我们在读这一组的时候。每一天都一定要读三遍一起读。
So when we read these 15 chapters, we need to read three chapters every day, three times.
我们如果每一天都读三篇，每一篇都读过三次，我们就会很有印象了。
So if we can read these three chapters three times every day, then we will have a good impression.
试着背诵一些好的经文。
And try to memorize some good verses.
在祷告里面去求问神。
And when you pray, ask God.
圣灵会教导我们，让我们。对这个神的话语更深入。
And so the Holy Spirit ask the Holy Spirit to teach us so we can memorize these verses.
哦，所以用这样的结构，我们可以自己看126到128。
So with the same structure, we can read Psalm 126 to 128.
129到131。
And 129 through 131.
132到134。
132 through 134.
这就是上行诗的结构。
And this is the structure of the Song of Ascent.
那在这样的一个结构里面，每一组啊，这三篇当中一定有一篇诗是有署名的，就是有作者是谁的。
Also, every three chapters has an author.
哦，就是说每一组里面一定有一篇诗是大卫的诗，或者是所罗门的诗。
Every psalm in every set must have an author. It's either David or Solomon.
就是说，一定都是有一篇是有署名的而已啦。
And there's only one chapter that has an author.
哦，所以120到122呢，就是第122篇的时候，就是特别写是大卫的诗。
So in Psalm 120 to 122 is the Song of David.
然后 你看第二组的时候，就是第124篇，就是大卫的诗。
So the second set, 124 through 126, is the Song of David.
哦，第三组的时候，127篇是所罗门的上行诗。
So the third set, Psalm 127, is the song, written by Solomon.
哦，那到第四组的时候，就是131篇大卫的诗。
So in 131 to 134 is the song of written by David.
第五组就是第133篇大卫上行诗。
So the fifth set, Psalm 133, is the song of, written by David.
那其他的另外两篇就都没有写是谁作者是谁的。
And the other chapters, there is no author.
啊，那所以在这样的一个这一组诗篇里面呢，它其实是不同的作者在不同的时间里面可能在不同的时间里面写成的。
So we can see that the author wrote these psalms in different time.
那是经过特殊的编辑。
And it's through different arrangement.
那所以他们一般在查考圣经历史的时候，他们认为可能以色列百姓被掳归回之后，他们要回来朝见神有一些有心的这些教法师呢，特地把这些诗歌把它收集组成这一组上行诗，要来在朝见神的时候要来唱的。
So after the Israelites returned from captivity, they wrote these songs to when they come back to praise the Lord.
所以这里面的诗按照它的历史，有可能在西西家王的时候所写的。
So according to the history, these books may be written at the time of King Hezekiah.
一定有可能是大卫的时候所写的诗。
And it is written at the time of King David.
所以它的那个作者的年代可能差好几百年的。
So the era of the authors may expand about 100 years.
因为大卫大概是公元一千年前的事，公元前一千年的时候的。
So King David exists about 1,000 year BC.
等到他们被掳的时候，已经是586年，已经经过三四百年了。
And after they were captured or when they're in captivity, it was 580 BC already.
所以我们就看到这一组诗篇呢，是真的是经过特殊的编辑之后留下来给选民。
So we can see that these chapters are written in a special arrangement for the Israelite to sing.
好，那我们今天来看一百二十篇。
So let's read chapter 120 today.
从一百二十篇里面看，他说我在急难中要求告神。
In verse 1, in my distress, I cried to the Lord, and He heard me.
这个急难其实就是从他的环境当中开始的。
So the distress happened with this surrounding.
我们你看第二节。
Verse 2.
主啊，求你救我脱离说谎的嘴和诡诈的舌头。
Verse 2, deliver my soul, Lord, from lying lips.
还有一个。
Oh, and from the deceitful tongue.
第三节说，诡诈的舌头啊，要给你什么呢？要拿什么加给你呢
？What should be given to you, or what should be done to you, you false tongue?
第四节就是 Verse 4, 就是勇士的利剑和罗藤木的炭火。
Sharp arrows of the warrior with coals of the broom tree.
五节，我继续在米色，住在基达帐篷之中，有祸了。
Verse 5, woe is me that I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar. Verse 6,
第六节，我与那恨恶和睦的人许久同住。
My soul has dwelt too long with one who hates peace.
第七节，我愿和睦，但我发言，他们就要征战。
I'm for peace.But when I speak, they are for war.
所以从第六节、第七节，我们就看到当时候作者，他住在外邦人之地，他周围的人都是不跟他讲和睦话的人。
So as we can see from verses 6 and 7, we can see that the author lives in the land of Gentile, and the people around him does not speak to him.
他很愿意和睦，但是他一发言，对方就是要跟他征战。
He seeks peace, but whenever he speaks, they want war.
那他住在这个地方，这些人看起来第六节，他与这些恨恶和睦人许久同住，表示好像他已经在这外邦地住了一段时间，心里面非常的愁苦。
So it looks like from verse 6 that this author has been living in the land of the Gentile for quite some time.
他也知道他自己是一个寄居客。
And he knew he is only a sojourner.
所以第五节是说他继续在米色在基达的帐篷中。
So in verse 5 it says, I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar.
那米色跟这个米色，如果你查的话，发现在创世纪里面就有。
And the place in Meshech already recorded in the book of Genesis.
在以西结书也有。
and also recorded in the book of Ezekiel.
那基本上，这个应该是啊、外邦的地方啊。
And this is a Gentile land.
那基达应该就是以斯玛利的后代啊、的子孙所住的地方。
And Kedar is the dwelling place of the descendants of Ishmael.
那他作者本身他在外邦地聚集一段时间之后，他整个身心呢、都被受污染了。
And the author has been living in this Gentile land for a long time, and he is being influenced by the people.
他现在要祈求神来帮助他。
And now he is asking God to help him.
他在急难当中，第一件事情想到就是要求神。
So in the time of distress, he cried out to God.
那这个急难呢，其实跟他的急难就是跟这个跟人的对话这个口有关系的。
And his distress occurred with the mouth of other people.
那从第120篇我们看来呢，这个作者呢，他要去求见神，他第一件想到的事情就是有关于他的嘴唇不干净的问题。
So whenever this author wants to seek after the Lord, the first thing he care about is the lips.
这个其实也就是今天我们处在这个啊罪恶淫乱的世代当中呢，我们所要特别小心的。
And likewise in this sinful world today, this is something that we have to be aware of.
你看，有时候因为我们在这个世代，我们称为神的儿女。
And in this era or this time, we're called the children of God.
我们是需要诚诚实实的。
And we need to be honest.
我们话是就是，不是就说不是。
Let our yes be yes, our no be no.
我们待人要用神的道理把道理行出来，所以我们应该都是很诚实的人。
And we need to practice the words of God, words of God on other people. So everything we say must.Say in honest.
主耶稣是和平的君，所以我们成为他的门徒，我们也是和睦的人。
And Jesus is the Prince of Peace, so we are His children. We must live in peace.
因为我们知道和睦的人有福了。
So we know that the peace, the blessed is the peacemaker.
但是我们周遭的人，在我们这个环境当中跟我们相处的人，他们不见得是用诚实跟我们相对的。
But the people around us may not treat us with honest.
很多人。这个是用诡诈的舌头在跟人家相处。
And many people treat others with deceitful tongue.
你看很多人是，他们所讲的话就是模棱两可，或者是似是而非的。
And many people say things that could be deceitful or may not be honest.
有人甚至故意要陷害人的。
Some people do it on purpose.
所以第六节、第七节他在讲说，他一发言想要和睦，但是人家开口就是要跟他敌对。
And in verses 6 and 7, whenever he opens his mouth, he seeks peace, but the people that hears him wants war.
当我们看到这样一个描述的时候，我们想到那个在撒母耳记上那个哈拿。
So when we see this description, we can remember in 1 Samuel, the example of Hannah.
我们看一下哈拿。
Let's look at her example.
撒母耳记上第一章。
1 Samuel chapter 1.
这个就是哈拿他的例子。
And this is the example of Hannah.
哈拿他这是一个非常就是让我们看得非常羡慕的一个女子。
And Hannah
她是这么样的良善。
It's a woman who is very gentle and kind, that somebody we look after.
她也是非常敬畏神的人。
And she is a God-fearing person.
所以你看，但有一个她有一个心中的痛，就是她没办法生育儿女。
And she has a problem, which is that she is barren.
那她的丈夫有另外一个妻子
，and her husband has another wife。
另外一个妻子呢，她看到哈拿不能生育
，and this other wife saw that Hannah was barren。
我们现在看第一章第六节
，Let's read chapter 1 verse 6。Verse 6, and her rival also provoked her severely to make her miserable, because the Lord has closed her womb。
看第七节
，and verse 7, so it was year by year。When she went up to the house of the Lord, that she provoked her, therefore she wept and did not eat.
你看这里，这个哈拿她的愁苦啊。
And this is the sorrow of Hannah.
每逢到殿里面要去敬拜神的时候，就是她很伤心的时刻。
And every time when she goes up to the house of the Lord, she is in sorrow.
因为她这个对头特别用话来激动他
，because her adversary would say things to provoke her，
特别要使他生气的
，to make her angry。
那每一年， 她到神的殿里面去都是求告神。
And every year, year by year, she went up to the house of the Lord to pray to God.
但是每一年她都要面对这样的情况。
But every year, she has to face this problem.
我们从哈拿后来她的圣经里面的记录，我们相信她真的是一个喜爱和睦的人。
And later on in the Bible, we can see that she is one who seeks peace.
你看她都没有对这个庇尼拿说什么话，没有跟她回嘴啊。
And we can, we don't see any recording of, her complaint against Penela.
她心里面都被激动了。
And she was provoked in her heart.
她让她哭泣，吃不下饭。
She wept and she could not eat.
那最后怎么办？
So what can she do?
她就到神的殿里面去祷告。
She went to the house of the Lord to pray.
第十节说,
so in verse 10, it says,
她拿心里愁苦, 她就痛痛哭泣, 祈祷神。
And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord.
那这个就是今天我们在面对我们环境当中遇到不管是从人话以上的激动或者我们心里的愁苦我们所应该做的第一个动作。
So no matter if we are provoked or we have sorrow in our heart, this is what we must do first.
她在极难的时候在压力很大的时候他说：“求告神，神就应允他了。”
And in distress, in severe pressure, then God answered her.
你看，哈拿到殿里面祷告。
And Hannah went to the house of the Lord to pray.
虽然她当时候甚至被祭司以利误会了。
And in the beginning, she was misunderstood by priest Eli.
但是她只是说她是一个心里愁苦的妇人。
But she said she is a person with a sorrow heart.
她是到神面前来倾心吐意的。
And she came to in front of the Lord to tell her sorrow.
因为她说她是被人激动，愁苦太多。
Because she was provoked, she is filled with sorrow.
她每一年都这样子跟神求。
And she does this year by year.
这一次以利为她祝福。
But this time Eli blessed her.
她就回去了。
So she went back.
真的，神听了她的祷告。
Truly, God listened to her prayer.
所以那个哈拿的故事，再看诗篇120篇的时候。
So if we can relay her story to the book of Psalm,
你就看到，当我们一个人如果有神可以依靠，我们就知道怎么去面对我们的压力，我们所面对的愁苦。
So if a person has God to rely on, then we would know how to face our problems.
那当时候这些神的选民呢，他们要去求告神呢，都要走很远的路到耶路撒冷的圣殿里面去的。
And at that time, the chosen ones of God, when they want to seek after the Lord, they need to walk great distance to seek God.
他们是要付出行动的。
They must take action.
因为我们今天要来敬拜神很简单的。
Today,
相对来说很简单的啦。
Well, conversely, today, when we come to see the Lord, it is very easy.
要来聚会也很方便啦。
It's very convenient for us to come to the church.
我们就在住附近的走路。没几分钟就到了。
Some of us can even walk to the church.
开车有的十分钟，有的五分钟就到了。
And the rest of you probably drive 5 to 10 minutes to come to church.
所以其实我们今天要来到神的殿来敬拜神啊，我们实在很幸福。
So it is very easy and very blessed for us to come to the chapel.
当然，今天我们是随时在什么地方都可以敬拜神。
And of course we can worship God anywhere.
但是当我们要聚集在一起，就是弟兄姐妹都聚在一起来团契的时候，你就是要到教会来啊。
But when all the brothers and sisters want to come together to worship God, to fellowship, then we have to come to church.
小弟刚刚从芝加哥参加灵恩会回来。
And I have just returned from attending a spiritual convocation.
从 Chicago.
From Chicago.
那 Chicago 教会因为它附近有很多偏远地区的信徒住在没有教会的地方。
And there are many remote area brothers and sisters who live somewhat close to Chicago.
他们要来教会要能够到教会去，有弟兄姐妹可以一起祷告、一起唱诗啊，一起这样团契，开车都要开了好几个小时。
And most of them, they have to drive many hours to come to church to fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
我们一位弟兄从 Detroit 开车到 Chicago 去。
And one brother drove from Detroit to Chicago.
开车一趟就要大概7个小时。
And he has to drive seven hours one way.
我们有一个家庭从 Minnesota 开车来，带五个小孩。
And another family, she has five children.
带五个 baby 啊
，or five babies.
小孩子
from Minnesota.
有两个还在，最大的才8岁，小的大概4岁、2岁、1岁的。
So the oldest one being 8 years old and 4 years old, 2 and 1 year old.
开车从 Minneapolis 开到 Chicago 要8个小时。
So from Minneapolis, Minnesota to Chicago, she has to drive 8 hours.
他们要来参加灵恩会，他们要跟弟兄姐妹有这个团契，就是要开这么久的时间。
So in order for them to have fellowship with the Chicago brothers and sisters, this is what they have to do: drive 8 hours.
所以我们如果住过在偏远的地方，今天如果要能够跟弟兄姐妹聚在一起，要真的要花时间。要花精神，要有很强的意志力，才有办法做到。
So today, if you live in a remote area, if you want to come and fellowship with the brothers and sisters, you have to make great effort.
他们为什么要这样做
？But why do they do it?
因为他们要来这里，要来教会祷告求问神。
Because they want to come to church to seek after the Lord.
他们也许心里面有愁苦，有一些他们个人的困难。
They may have difficulty or sorrow in their hearts.
或者是他们纯粹只是要能够。参加这个属灵的筵席，跟弟兄姐妹有一个属灵的团契。
And maybe, or maybe they purely only wants to fellowship and attend spiritual convocation.
因为这个就是一年一次或一年两次，他们能够跟弟兄姐妹相见的机会。
Because these are the only opportunity twice a year that they can do this.
所以你看，我们有些弟兄姐妹，他们真的要花很多的时间、精神，才有办法到教会来聚会的。
So we can see that many brothers and sisters they have to make great effort to come to church to fellowship.
那我们今天在南加州这个地方，我们聚会实在太幸福了。
But in Southern California area, we're so blessed.
我们最多开车半个小时就觉得好远了。
For us to drive 30 minutes, we think it's so far away.
我觉得到教会去真的是不容易的。
We think it's so far to go to church.
但想一想，如果人家要开六个小时才会到的。
Can you imagine they have to drive 6 hours?
以前小丽曾经住在开车要开十二个小时的地方。
And I used to live in an area that I have to drive 12 hours to go to church.
每次到教会都很珍惜啊。
And so every time I can go to church, I treasure those moments.
要走的时候都很舍不得。
And I relent to leave.
因为你下次再回来的时候，你一趟回去再来，哇，这个可能一年以后的事了。
Because it may take me another year for me to have the opportunity to come back.
所以我们今天，当我们心里有愁苦的时候，我们可以随时到神的殿里面来求问神。
So for us today, whenever we have sorrow in our heart, we can come to church anytime.
所以我们今天会堂在这里这么方便呢。
So since we're so convenient, the church is so convenient for us.
我们今天可能有不同的困难，我们每个人可能有不同的忧虑的事了。
And we may have different distress or sorrow in our lives.
但不管怎么样。
But no matter what,
其实距离都不会很远。
The distance is not far at all.
我们应该抓住这个机会到神的殿来祷告。
So we have to hold on to this opportunity and to pray to God in church.
我在急难当中，如果求问神、求告神，他就应允我。
And it says, in my distress, I cried to the Lord, and He heard me.
所以神的殿称为万民祷告的殿。
So the temple of God becomes the prayer of all.
所以不要让我们的会堂、我们祷告的殿空着。
So do not make our chapel empty.
真的，今天如果我们有什么样的需要，我们大可很放心的到会堂来祷告。
So whenever we have any need, we can come to the chapel to pray.
我们弟兄姐妹有一些人很懂得利用会堂祷告的时间，他们就到会堂来祷告。
And many brothers and sisters knew how to utilize the chapel. They come to church to pray often.
到会堂祷告的时候，跟我们在家里祷告不太一样。
And it is different of when we pray in church versus praying at home.
因为在这个地方，我们都知道这个地方是用来敬拜神的。
Because we know this place is used solely to worship God.
很自然的，当我们来到这里的时候，我们的心就安静下来。
So naturally, when we come here, our hearts are quiet.
我们在家里的时候，可能一边祷告一边接电话。
But at home, whenever we want to pray, the phone may ring.
我们有可能会有很多杂物来干扰我们。
And there are many other things at the house to distract us.
但是来到会堂，你祷告的时候，心就静下来了。
But when you come to the chapel, your heart will be quiet.
所以我们现在有神学生在这里上课。
And now we have a few TDP students here for their classes.
每一天早上，基本上从7:20。基本到8:20，基本上都是他们祷告时间。
So their praying time is from 7:30 to 7:20 to 8:20 a.m.
这个一个小时都是祷告的时间。
So they pray for an hour.
下午从4:00 to 5:00。
And in the afternoon, they pray from 4 to 5.
也都是他们祷告时间。
And this is when they pray.
所以我们弟兄姐妹可以利用这个时候一起来祷告。
So all the other brothers and sisters can utilize these time to come and pray.
那我们要弟兄姐妹利用晚间的时间来祷告。
And some of the brothers and sisters utilize evening to come and pray.
不管怎么样。
But no matter what.
只要我们觉得我们心里面有急难，我们需要神帮助我们。
If you feel you have any distress in your heart, if you need God's help.
我们要抓住这样一个我们就会堂就在我们附近的这个好机会。
We need to hold on to the great opportunity that the chapel is so close to us.
来这里祈求神。
To come and pray to God.
来经历神应允我们的祷告。
to experience how God will answer our prayers.
那这个其实也就成为，你看我们今天在一看这个诗篇的时候，我们要有的做法。
And this is what we need to realize when we read these chapters.
我们读诗篇不是只是读一个知识而已。
And we're not reading the book of Psalm for our knowledge only.
我们要学到他们当时候要朝见神的这个心情。
And we need to learn how they seek after the Lord at that time.
因为他们感受到有这个需要。
They see the need.
他们就一定会再怎么远他们都去了。
No matter how far they are from Jerusalem, they will go.
所以这样一个第一节这里告诉我们这么多道理，我们一定要好好的想一想。
So in this one chapter, chapter 120, verse 1, we can learn so many things.
第二节说
，verse 2,
主啊，求你救我脱离说谎的嘴唇和诡诈的舌头。
Verse 2 reads, Deliver my soul, Lord, from lying lip and from a deceitful tongue.
那是因为他所住的这个环境里面充满了这些诡诈的话语以及不诚实的人呢。
The place where the author lives is filled with deceitful tongue and lying lips.
那他在这当中其实难免他要被影响的。
And living in this place, he is inevitably that he will be influenced.
那他其实要来朝见神，有一个很重要的目标，就是要让他求神救他脱离这个环境。
The goal of him seeking after the Lord is for the Lord to save him from this place.
或者是让他能够胜过这样的一个充满诡诈跟谎言的环境。
Or for him to overcome the lying lips and the deceitful tongue he has to face.
也就是说，他在朝见神的时候有一个目标。
So he has a goal when he seeks after the Lord.
他要能够成为一个嘴唇干净的人。
He wants to be a person with clean lips.
今天这样的一个期待，也是我们成为要朝见神的所要任务了。
And this is also the goal that we must have when we face the Lord.
你看他上行诗第一篇的时候，他所讲的就是有关于他想要能够亲近神，让他这个环境都是可以很圣洁的环境。
So in this first chapter in the Song of Ascent, it is
就是要能够来到一个很圣洁的环境里。
It is for him to come to a very pure or holy place to seek after the Lord.
我们看以赛亚书第六章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章是以赛亚先知他见到的异象。
And Isaiah chapter 6 recorded the vision that Isaiah saw.
当他看到神的宝座出现的时候
，When he saw the appearance of the throne of God，
主坐在他高高的宝座上。第一节
，The Lord sat on the throne。
那在这个宝座神的圣殿那里呢，有天使在侍立。
And on this throne there are angels。
那在天使在那里高声歌颂神。
And they are praising the Lord。
那时候第五节
，In verse five，
先知他看到这个异象，他就说：“祸在我灭亡了。”
When the prophet Isaiah saw the vision, he said in verse 5, Woe is me, for I am undone.
因为他说，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
Because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips.
又因为我眼见大君王万军之主。
For my eyes have seen the king, the Lord of hosts.
在神的殿里面，他看到神的荣耀。
And in the temple of God, he saw the glory of God.
然后他明白他自己的缺失。
And he understood his shortcoming.
就是他是一个嘴唇不干净的人。
He is a man of unclean lips.
嘴唇不干净，其实是因为他住在嘴唇不洁的民当中被影响了。
The reason why he has unclean lips because he dwell in the midst of these people.
所以当时候先知他很惊醒的说：“我祸灾，我有祸了。”
And that's why a prophet
我灭亡了
said that he is in woe and he is undone.
因为他看到神的圣洁荣耀，他知道没有圣洁。人是不可能见到神，也不可能回到神那里去的。
Because he saw the holiness and the glory of God, he knew that he is a sinful person and he could not see God.
所以一样的一个心情，120篇第五节，他说：“我今天住在基大帐篷当中，我有祸了。”
So likewise in Psalm 120 verse 5, Woe is me that I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell among the tent of Kedar.
所以就看到说，今天我们要来朝见神，我们有一个目标，就是我们要成为圣洁。
So we can learn from this is that when we come and seek after the Lord, we need to be pure.
因为我们知道神是公义圣洁的神。
Because we know that God is pure, holy, and unrighteous.
我们既然要花这么多的时间长途跋涉来见神。
And since they need to come from so far away to seek after the Lord.
他一定要确定自己是被神所接纳的。
They must realize that they will be accepted by God.
要怎么样被神接纳？
How do you be accepted by God.
一定要先保持圣洁。
You must be holy.
那圣洁要从嘴唇开始。
And the holiness comes from the lips.
所以雅各书才会说，我们的舌头虽然是 身里面最小的一部分，可是是最污秽的，可能是最最难克服的。
And in the book of James, it says that even though tongue is a very small part of the body, but it is one that is untamed.
所以我们如果能够勒住舌头，我们就可以让我们变完全。
So if we can control our tongue, then we can be perfect.
一般来说呢，我们人跟人之间的一些冲突，也都是一开始从我们的嘴唇开始，从我们的舌头开始的。
And in most cases, when we sin against one another, we start from the lips.
所以他现在为了要朝见神，他现在先求神能够洁净他的口。
So in order for him to seek after the Lord, the first thing is for him to clean his lips.
我们今天也要有这样一个敏感度。
So same thing, we must have the same sensitivity today.
有时候我们要去注意我们周遭的朋友对我们的影响。
So many times we have to be careful the influence from our friends around us.
有时候我们跟朋友讲话讲久了以后，就讲话就会很一样了。
And sometimes when we talk to our friends for some time, then we would talk like them.
有时候那口头禅都会不知不觉就讲出来了。
And we would say many things just like what they said.
你注意听，有些人真的有一些口头禅的。
And many people,
这些口头禅就是讲习惯的。
Many people have slangs.
这些话通常都是从朋友的影响来的。
And they are usually the influence from our friends.
那我们如果没有小心呢，我们有时候就脱口而出了。
So if we're not careful, we would say the same thing.
那就成为我们的过犯。
This would be our sin.
那有时候这样累积啊，一点一滴啊，一天两天这样累积下来啊。
And if we accumulate these influences,
那这些罪恶啊，就成为我们的障碍了。
Then these sins will be our stumbling block.
那我们会发现，慢慢的，我们祷告就觉得没有什么感动。
Then slowly we will realize that we are not motivated to pray.
让我们会我们的心就好像那个油哦，那个油把它包起来一样啊。
And our heart would be like
有那个油纸把它包住，
a foil covering our heart.
那个油是 fat oil， 把它像那个你的器官如果被脂肪包起来就不健康了，就生病了。
It is like a fat covering our hearts. It would be unhealthy.
所以通常我们这个有时候不小心在话语上所留下的过犯呢，我们一定要求神来赦免我们来。追求让我们的话语能够完全能够圣洁。
So whenever we make mistake in our speech, then we have to ask God to forgive us.
这是要每天悔改的工作。
And this is something that we have to do every day.
所以这是诗篇他们在这里特别放下了一个重点。
And this is something that this chapter emphasized.
我们今天真的要求神，一定要想到有关圣洁的问题。
So whenever we want to seek after the Lord, we have to consider the topic of holiness.
我们今天我们的目标就是经过这个人生的旅程之后，我们要能够朝见神。
So our goal after we journey in our lifetime, we must see the Lord.
最终我们是要回到神的国度去的。
At the end, we have to return back to His kingdom.
但圣经告诉我们说，一个人若没有圣洁，是没办法见神的。
So without holiness, this person cannot see God.
所以我们今天。在主耶稣基督的救赎底下，我们的罪都被赦免了。
So under the salvation of Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven.
那我们要继续靠圣灵保持圣洁。
We must rely on the Holy Spirit to keep our holiness.
小心我们的舌头。
Control our tongues.
要慎选我们的朋友。
To carefully select our friends.
那我们可以真的不会遇到这样的试探引诱。
Then we will not face this temptation and trial.
那我们常常去。亲近神呢，其实就是让我们有这样的敏感度了。
So whenever we seek after the Lord and come close to Him, then we will have this sensitivity.
所以他的祈求就是求神救我脱离说谎的嘴。
So he asked God to deliver his soul from the lying lips.
那这个说谎的嘴在圣经里面有很多很多的经文。
And there are many many verses in the Bible talking about lying lips.
第三节跟第四节说，诡诈的舌头要给你什么呢？
Verse 3 says, "What should be given to you?" Or what should be done to you, you false tongue?
第四节是说
，Verse four，
就是勇士的利剑和罗藤木的炭火。
Sharp arrow of the warrior with coals of the broom tree.
这个一个诡诈的舌头要怎么对付
？So how do you face? How do you deal with deceitful tongue?
这个舌头是别人说的，因为我们的舌头是要和睦的。
And this tongue or this word is spoken by other because our tongues are holy.
我们没办法去控制别人的舌头。
We cannot control other people's tongues.
所以当别人要讲坏话对我们的时候，我们其实只能够把耳朵盖起来。
So whenever some people say bad things, then we can only cover our ears.
或者
，or
我们在这里照圣经所说的
，or we can do what the Bible teaches.
要用什么加给他呢
What can we do to them?
用勇士的利剑。
Use the sharp arrow of the warrior.
勇士的利剑就是一个很好的武器。
This is a good weapon.
当然，从经文本身，这里似乎在说，这个诡诈的舌头、说谎的嘴唇，神一定会审判，一定会处罚的。
From the text alone, that whoever says false things, then God will judge.
你用勇士的利剑就射透了那个舌头吗？
You can use the sharp arrow of the warrior to shoot through the tongues.
你用炭火基本上放在舌头上，那个舌头就受伤啊。
So if you use the coal and put it on the tongue, then the tongue will be
所以
will be damaged.
如果从经文本身来看，它这个就是一种神的惩罚。
From the text alone, that we know that God will punish those who speak falsely.
神是赏善罚恶的神。
We know that God bless those who do good and punish those who do evil.
神一定会处理这些说谎的嘴。
And God will exercise judgment and punish them.
但是对我们来说呢？
But to us,
今天我们面对这样的情况，我们要如何应付呢
？And how can we deal with the people?
这里勇士的剑
，the arrow of the warrior.
如果我们对照圣经来看，我们要当别人这样子在对我们的时候，讲话这样伤我们的时候，我们怎么办
？And when somebody said things to attack us, what do we do?
我们需要神的话语。
We need the word of God.
我们需要用神的话。用这个机会让我们去反省我们自己的心思意念。
We need to use the word of God to reflect on our actions.
有时候别人他跟我们说一些话，似乎是很不应该。
And people may say things that they should not say to us.
但是有时候别人一些话，反过来也是提供给我们一个反省的机会。
But sometimes what they said can give us our own reflection.
所以如果我们有，我们就改；我们没有，我们就感谢主。
If we have a problem, then we need to change. If we don't, then thank God.
所以我们现在。对付这样一个诡诈的舌头，要用神的话这个盾牌来挡住我们。
So how do we deal with deceitful tongue? We need to use the shield of God to protect us.
我们现在看帖撒罗尼迦前书
First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书
First Thessalonians.
第五章
Chapter 5.
第五章第八节
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 8.Verse 8, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet of the hope of salvation.
这里说，把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。
Here it says, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation.
这是我们要用神给我们的这些装备来抵挡。
And these are the equipment that God give us to help us.
那神的话。其实像神的话，圣灵宝剑，像两刃的利剑。
God's word is like a double-edged sword.
所以今天其实我们要能够对付这些诡诈的舌头、谎言的嘴唇呢，我们一定要有神的真理来保护我们。
So in order for us to deal with lying lips and deceitful tongue, we must have the word of God to help us.
那罗藤木的忏火呢？
So then what about the coal of the broom tree?
这个罗藤木在圣经里面就是那个以利亚先知逃命的时候 跑到旷野倒在那个罗藤树下。
And we can see broom tree in an example of Elijah when he was running away.
那这个罗藤木它特别有一个注中文特别有一个注解它是一个小树是松类的。
And broom tree, it's a small tree.
这是在旷野里面。特别会生长的。
And they grow in the desert.
那他们说用这个罗藤木做炭火呢，可以热很久了。
And if they use the coal of the broom tree from the broom tree, they can heat up for a long time.
所以他们有的说那个木炭你就是看它好像没有不会红但是它还是会热，甚至可以热一年呢。
And some of the coals from broom tree can be heated for even up to a year.
就是说它可以持续很久很久。
It can last for a long, long time.
很耐热的，那这个用罗藤木的炭火而且它是很容易燃烧起来，但是又可以持续很久。
And the coal from the broom tree is easily, it's very flammable, and it can last for a long time.
那他把它放在那个舌头上。
And they put it on the tongue.
那我们看到以赛亚先知，他说他的嘴唇，他嘴唇有祸的时候，那个撒拉弗天使呢是把那个炭火从祭坛上面拿来放在他的嘴唇上。
And when Prophet Isaiah says woe to him because of the unclean lips, the seraphim put coals on his lips.
对我们今天来说
for us today.
因为在120篇的时候，他说这个诡诈的舌头看起来是神要怎么样来对付这个诡诈的舌头嘛。
In verse 3, in chapter 120, it says, what should be given to you, or what should be done to you, you false tongue.
但是我们今天我们要自我先装备自己。
So today we need to be equipped ourselves.
面对人家诡诈的话语。
So when we face deceitful tongues,
那我们要用诡诈的话去回回去吗？
Should we respond by having deceitful tongues as well?
还是用另外一个方式？
Or should we do something different?
所以圣经告诉我们，面对这样的情况，那我们要对反而对他好。
So Bible teaches that when we face deceitful tongues, we need to treat them well.
我们看罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
十二章的第二十节
Chapter 12, verse 20. Therefore, if your enemy hungers, feed him. If he thirsts, give him drink. For in so doing, you will heap coal of fire on his head.
二十一节
Verse 21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
这里特别说，这个仇敌如果饿了，那时候你就要给他吃，渴了给他喝。
Here it says, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him drink.
这样做就是把炭火放在他的头上。
For in doing so, you will heap coal of fire on his head.
这是从箴言二十五章里面所引出来的。
And this is derived from Proverbs chapter 25.
意思就是说要以善胜恶。
So that means we need to treat evil with good.
今天我们面对一个诡诈的舌头，要用罗藤木的炭火去对待它。
So when we face deceitful tongue, we need to treat him with the coals of the broom tree.
用罗马书的精神来看的话，我们就是要以好话回他。
So if we utilize what we learn in the book of Romans chapter 12, that means we need to do good to them.
当我们开口只是祝福，不是做主的时候
，So whenever we open our mouth to bless them and not curse them,
我们就真的是主耶稣的门徒了。
Then we are truly the disciples of Christ.
如果别人对我们说好话，我们再跟他回好话，那个是每个人都会的。
And if somebody says good thing to us, then we respond by saying good things. Then anybody can do this.
但是当别人对我们说坏话，我们要他回好话的时候，就只有主耶稣的门徒做得出来了。
But when somebody says something hurtful to us, and we respond with good, then only the disciple of Christ can do this.
这也是主耶稣要我们做的。
And this is what the Lord wants us to do.
所以今天我们可以控制的就是这一步，我们自己的部分而已。
So this is what we can control, our part.
我们要用善胜过恶。
And we need to use good to defeat evil.
用祝福胜过咒诅。
To use blessing to overcome curse.
最后我们会看到神为我们打开一条路。
And at the end, we can see that God will open us a road.
因为神的帮助就这样来了。
Because this is how God will help us.
所以之后的第121篇就说，我的帮助从何而来呢？
So in chapter 121, it says, where is my help?
我的帮助从造天地的神而来。
And my help comes from the God that made heaven and earth.
神的帮助是因为我们愿意遵行神的吩咐。
And God help us because we are willing to follow His commands.
我们很在意成为神的门徒。
And we care very much to be His disciples.
我们愿意亲近神的圣洁。
We want to become pure and holy.
我们能够活出神的形象来。
We want to live the image of God.
所以这120篇一开头的这个追求所以口的圣洁完全呢，是我们众人要一起来努力的。
So to pursue a pure tongue is something that we need to strive for.
愿主耶稣带领我们。
And may God help us.
让我们在这个天路旅程当中，都能够最后欢呼的见到神。
So in the journey to heaven, we can joyfully walk toward Him.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing Him.
522首。